For Real, English for Everyday Situations, by Martin Ford and Dave King. Published by Mary Glasgow Magazines, 2003. Copyright Mary Glasgow Magazines, all rights reserved. Side 1. Supermarket. Vocabulary.
Hello, Natalie. How did you get on at the supermarket?
Fine. I think I got everything.
Did you find it very different from supermarkets in France?
Not really. Though, of course, I didn't understand all the signs and labels. But usually you can see what a word means by looking at the product. For example, I didn't know the word spread. But when I saw the box of sunflower spread, I understood it means a kind of soft margarine you can put on bread.
That's right. Though actually we don't say box for the container, we say tub.
A tub of sunflower spread.
That's right. It sounds like the supermarket is a good place to learn new vocabulary.
Yes, really. I actually think it is. I also learnt the word dressing today.
You mean surgical dressing?
No. Dressing, as in salad dressing. I didn't know it's the word you use for oil and vinegar mixed together to put on salad.
Right. What else did you learn?
Well, I discovered something called fudge.
Mmm, lovely. Did you buy any?
No, I wasn't sure what it's like. Is it nice?
I love it. It's a kind of soft sweet made with cream and butter. Oh, and sugar, of course.
Very fattening, I expect.
Yeah, but it's really nice. You can get it with nuts in, or cherries, or just plain. They say the best fudge comes from Devon.
Devon?
Yeah, in the southwest of England.
Oh, that reminds me. I also found out that you have loads of different English cheeses. I was really surprised. You never see them in France.
No, I guess not.
Cheddar seems to be the most popular, though. They had so many varieties. Mature cheddar, medium cheddar, mild cheddar, West Country cheddar, Irish cheddar, even Canadian cheddar.
Yeah, but there's also Double Gloucester and Red Leicester and my own favourite, Stilton. That's a blue cheese, but not too strong. You ought to try it.
Maybe I will. Listen. I made a note of a couple of things I wanted to ask you.
Go ahead.
In the section for yogurts, they had one flavoured yogurt called Fruits of the Forest. What does that mean?
Fruits of the Forest? Oh, I think it's supposed to mean wild berries, you know, like blackberry, raspberry and blackcurrant. Blueberry too, I think.
Right. That's what I thought. And what about this? Squash. S-Q-U-A-S-H. In the soft drink section, they had a bottle of something called blackberry and apple squish.
It's pronounced squash.
Sorry, squash.
Well, it just means it's like a syrup, very thick, and you have to dilute it before you drink it.
You mean add water to it?
Yes, otherwise it'd be horribly sweet.
Oh, and here's something else I learnt. Knives and forks are called cutlery.
Yeah, didn't you know that? Knives, forks and spoons.
They had packs of disposable cutlery, which just means plastic knives and forks.
The kind of thing you'd take on a picnic and throw away afterwards.
What a waste.
Yeah. Did you learn anything else at the supermarket?
Well, yes. I learnt the word kitchenware, which means all the tools you use in the kitchen, such as a can opener, or a cheese grater, or a washing up brush.
Yeah, like we say hardware and software when we talk about computers.
I hadn't thought of that. Oh, and something else I found is a beer with no alcohol in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's called ginger beer.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not really beer. I mean, it's more of a soft drink. It's quite sweet.
Well, I bought a few bottles. I'm going to try it. Would you like some?
OK, why not? Here are some glasses. Mm. What do you think?
Ooh, it's odd, isn't it? I mean, sort of spicy.
Yes, of course. That's the ginger.
Oh, I've just realised what it is. I mean, I've just remembered the word in French. Of course. Mmm, I quite like it, actually.
Mmm, better than boring lemonade anyway. Cheers.
Cheers.